Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, banyak warga Australia yang ingin menghabiskan Natal bersama teman dan keluarga. Namun, krisis biaya hidup di dalam negeri dan konflik yang sedang berlangsung di luar negeri membuat banyak orang merasa stres dan bahkan takut. Hal itu telah mendorong lembaga seperti Salvation Army dan Palang Merah Australia turun tangan untuk membuat hidup sedikit lebih mudah bagi sekitar 1,9 juta warga Australia yang akan meminta bantuan badan amal selama musim liburan ini. Berikut sebuah laporan mengenai hal itu yang disusun oleh Gabriel Catanasso untuk SBS News. Seorang pekerja komunitas, Delvin Yandamutso, mengenang masa Natalnya yang didominasi oleh musik.
Christmas time is, you know, a celebratory time. It's time to celebrate, lots of, I guess, catch-ups, food, the celebrations. And also, you know, when I grew up, like sort of from high school to my young adult, I was in a choir, so I have lots of Christmas memories in terms of like singing, having like carols.
Namun sejak bermigrasi ke Australia dari Rwanda pada tahun 2007, waktu Natal tampak sangat berbeda. Ibunya, saudara perempuannya, dan saudara laki-lakinya tidak ada di sana untuk bernyanyi atau merayakannya bersama.
I tried to sort of switch my thinking in terms of, you know, I'm with them in spirit, let me say that in spirit, and I know that though they are far away, but they sort of, I try to think of them as being present in my life, and sort of enjoy the moment so that I don't feel like something is missing and not enjoy this moment, if that makes sense.
Hal itu mencerminkan saran yang diberikan oleh manager dari Clinical Advice and Governance for Headspace National, Caroline Tain. Ia mengatakan bagi mereka yang merindukan keluarga pada musim liburan ini, penting untuk menciptakan kenangan dan tradisi baru.
Not only are relationships complex and sometimes tricky when we're spending more time with those people, holiday time can be a time of great sadness when we're thinking about those loved ones that we can't be with anymore for whatever reason. And the advice that we give families in that situation is to think about some of those traditions and rituals that you would do to honour those people, and also trying to be as brave as you can be, stepping into new ways of being without them there.
Namun, meskipun demikian, ia mengatakan bahwa masa liburan dapat menjadi waktu yang sangat menantang bagi banyak warga Australia.
I think the holiday season, we sometimes assume, and I think it's because society tells us that the holiday season is going to be fantastic and great for everyone. But actually, there's a big shift that occurs for families when all of a sudden young people are not going to work or school, and so the family dynamic can change at home. And it can also place us under more pressure and stress when those relationships can look a little bit different, when the home environment looks a little bit different.
The Salvation Army mengatakan mereka sedang mempersiapkan Natal tersulit dalam sejarah 140 tahun mereka di Australia. Penelitian mereka menunjukkan bahwa 6,3 juta warga Australia tidak mampu membeli rumah tahun ini dan hampir 1 dari 4 khawatir anak-anak mereka akan kehilangan hadiah, serta 2,5 juta lainnya khawatir anak-anak mereka akan kehilangan makanan. Diperkirakan 1,2 juta orang bahkan tidak akan membicarakan Natal dengan anak-anak mereka karena mereka tidak mampu membeli apa-apa. Manager Komunikasi Eksternal untuk Palang Merah Australia, Mayor Gary Masters, mengatakan temuan ini sangat memilukan.
There's certainly people who have made comments like, I've worked my whole life and donated plenty to charity. I never thought I'd have to come here and ask for help and a Christmas hamper, as I don't know how I'm going to do Christmas this year otherwise. Another person said, I just want my kids to feel a sense of normalcy, and because I've lost my job, I just can't afford to give them that normalcy this year.
Data dari Salvation Army juga menunjukkan tahun ini 1,9 juta warga Australia akan meminta bantuan badan amal dengan lebih dari 24% melakukannya untuk pertama kalinya. Kepala Eksekutif Palang Merah Australia, Andrew Colvin, mengatakan Ini khususnya berlaku bagi orang-orang dari latar belakang migran atau para pengungsi. Ia mengatakan kelompok-kelompok tersebut secara unik akan merasakan stres untuk liburan ini.
In this age of modern communication, we get accustomed to being able to pick the phone up and talk to people, but for many of our migrant families and migrant communities, that's not possible. They might be coming from countries that have been torn apart by war or conflict. Communication might not be easy. So at a time when we're all thinking about family and loved ones and friends, it's our migrant communities in particular that often, you know, it just reinforces and highlights that they can't reach back to their families or they can't make that contact.
Delvin Yandamutso mengatakan, ia menyadari betapa sulitnya bagi diaspora Afrika dan orang-orang lain yang telah menetap di Australia.
I acknowledge that Christmas time can be full of different emotions, positive ones in terms of at least I'm happy, I'm in a safe place, I don't have bombs flying over my roof, and that can be a positive experience. And other people can experience, in a community, people can experience loneliness. For example, if it's someone who has been separated from their family and who are uncertain of when they will be able to see their family, then it can be a tough time.
Senada dengan hal tersebut, Chief Executive dari Red Cross Australia, Andrew Colvin, menghimbau masyarakat luas untuk memberi bantuan sedapatnya bagi mereka yang memerlukan pada masa Natal tahun ini.
2024 has been a difficult year. We know that. It's been difficult in the global community, but it's also been difficult back home. It's been difficult because of cost of living challenges. It's been difficult because it's hard to find appropriate accommodation and housing. What we're asking Australians right now is, while you're celebrating the end of year, however you celebrate it, to turn a mind to those that are less fortunate, be they migrant communities, be they aged care communities, be they people who are suffering disaster, and what can you do to support?
Demikian tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai kesulitan yang dihadapi oleh sebagian warga Australia selama musim liburan Natal ini. Rangkuman itu disusun oleh Gabriel Catanasio untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo untuk SBS Indonesian.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.